Welcome to Rambam on the Line. Now to the Mishneh Torah, Perek Shvi, in the 7th chapter. It's on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in most standard Rambam. Halu Rishus Kol Adam Nesun Alo, Kama Shebiyanu. Since everyone has free will, as we explained, Yishtadal Adam Rasa Shuvah, Ol Ezradus Bethiv Nechatov, a person should make every effort to do tshuva, to confess verbally to his sin, Ulidar Kapov Nechatov, to shake his hands from his sin, Kedishyaman Tzvubal Tshuva, so that when he dies, he should be a Baal Tshuva, he should be forgiven for all of his sins. V'yizkelechai Elov Abba, and he'll merit the life of the world to come. The person should always think that he's perhaps about to die. He might die immediately. And he'll remain standing in a state of sin. That's why you should repent immediately from your sin. He shouldn't say, when I get old, I'll repent. Maybe he'll die before he'll get old. King Solomon says in his wisdom, your clothing should always be white. It should always be pure. Don't think that tshuva is only from sins that have an action. For example, znus, the gezel, ugneva, sexual immorality, robbing, stealing. Just like you have to do tshuva from those things. You have to search your bad character. To repent from anger, from hatred, from jealousy, from ridiculing others, from pursuing money, the covenant, honor, pursuing food, and so on. From all of these things you have to repent. These sins that are sins of character are more difficult than the ones that have an action. If you're sunk into these things, these bad characteristics, it's harder to separate yourself from them. So it says, let the wicked man forsake his ways and the bad man his thoughts. Meaning even the bad thoughts, even the bad characteristics, you have to repent from. Dalid. A person who does tshuva should not think that he's very far from the level of the really righteous people because of the sins that he did, and a duplicated matter is not so. He's beloved by God as if he would have never sinned. Not only this, he has a great reward. He tasted sin, he separated himself from it, and he is controlling his evil impulse. The sages said, the place where the people who repent stand, a complete, perfect tzaddik cannot stand. The level of Baal Tshuva is greater than those who've never sinned at all. They have to control their evil impulse more than the people who never sinned, because they experienced evil, and they have to force themselves not to give in again. All of the prophets commanded that we repent. The Jewish people will be redeemed only through repentance. The Torah promises that at the end of the exile, the Jews will repent and be redeemed. It says, when all of these prophecies describing the exile will come true, you will return to Hashem your God, and Hashem will return your captives, and the exile will end. Tshuva is great that it makes a person close to the divine presence. Return Israel until the Lord your God. But Amr, it says, you didn't return to me, no Hashem, says God. But Amr, it says, if you return, O Israel, says God, to me you shall return. That means, if you repent and do tshuva, you will cleave to me. Tshuva makes near those that were far. Yesterday, this person was hated by God. He was abominable. He was far. He was disgusting. Today, now that he's on tshuva, he's beloved. He's precious. He's close. He's a good friend. You find that the same expression that Hashem uses to distance himself from the sinners, or to distance the sinners from him, with the same expression, he brings near those that repent, whether they're individuals or whether they're a community. Shavuot it says, "Vayu b'malkam shi'omer lahem lo ami atem yom lahem b'nei kelchai," that it shall be instead of the Jews being called my no people, not my people, instead it will be said, "You are the sons of the living God." Whenever b'chanyahu b'rishatov, it says concerning King Yechanyahu when he was wicked, "Kosev v'zishazeh aviri gevel yisach b'yomov," that this man will be cut out. He's a man who will have no success in his days. Even if he'd be on my right hand, he'd be destroyed. However, the Kivan Sheshav, once he repented, Bigalutho in his exile, Lamar, but Zerubbabel Beno, it says concerning Zerubbabel his son, the Imahunum Hashem Tzvokos, Zerubbabel Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel Abdinum Hashem, Santiachis Zerubbabel. On that day, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, the son of Shaltiel, my servant, says God, and I'll make you like my signet. So the same expression, when Yoyakim would be discarded, even if he was a signet, is used when his descendant of Chuvan is holy, that he will be taken as a signet at the hand of God. Zayin kamu mulamar as a Chuvah, how great is the level of Chuvah? Amashai is that moved to Meshem al Kayachar. Yesterday the sinner was separated from the God of Israel. Shinamash it says, Avanatechem ayim of Dilam benechem aven alakechem, your sin separate between you and your God. So again, and then he cries out and he's not answered. Shinamash it says, Kisabach filo v'dover, even if you pray a lot, you will not be answered. The also misses the Chavon Olsen Bafanov, when he does the mitzvah, it's thrown back at his face. Shinamash it says, Mibike Zos Miyar Kamarimov Katsera, who asked this from you to trample my courtyard? Who asked you to come to the temple? Migam Bachem, the Asid Lasai Vigomer. Who needs you? We could close the doors, and you don't have to come here. Because even his good deeds are rejected. Hayom, Humudbat Mishkina, but today, after he does tshuva, he's cleaving to the divine presence. Shinam, Avatman Vegem Hashem Alakechem, you that are cleaving to Hashem your God. So it's Benenna, when he cries out, he is answered. Miyad, immediately. Shinam, as it says, Vayu Temi Koravaniyena, before they even call out, I will answer them. He does mitzvahs and they accept it with pleasure and joy. God has found favor with your actions. They desire the good deeds of the Baal Tshuva. That it shall be pleasant to God the offering of Yehuda and Jerusalem as in the old days. And as in the ancient years. A person who has done tshuva will be very low and humble. Fools curse them because of their evil first act. And they said to them, yesterday used to do such and such. Yesterday used to say such and such. They shouldn't even feel this. They should hear it and rejoice. The evidences of Chuslahem, they should know this is a merit to them, that they're not getting upset and not getting angry. The cause much in Boshev and Masayim, for as long as they, on the contrary, feel embarrassed by what they did, Shavru in the past. The Chlomerahem, they feel humiliated, the Chusim Ruba, so they get more merit. Malasim is Gedalas, and their quality increases. It's an absolute sin to say to a Balchuba, remember your first deeds, or to mention them in front of him, in order to humiliate him. Even if you don't mention it directly, you mention things that are similar to the sins that he used to do in order to remind him, to hint at it. A kosher, it's all forbidden. And this is included in the prohibition about hurting people with words. Shazir Torah, which the Torah forbade. Shinama, it says, Lo sanu isha samisa, do not afflict one man his friend. That's referring to cruel words that you're not supposed to direct towards other people.